listening to Sunjun. I'm your host, Priscilla Alvarez, and this is episode number one. Today's episode is titled, Eat.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. If you've had unhealthy eating under your belt for years or just want to improve your diet, here are 8 heart-healthy diet tips. Add these 8 tips to your life and you will find that a heart-healthy diet is feasible and enjoyable. The path to a healthy diet is through recognizing which foods to eat more and which to limit. If you eat more fruits and vegetables, you can reduce the number of calories, fats and sugars in your diet, as well as the amount of carbohydrates in them. The more you can eat, the more your body is fed foods that are rich in volume and low in calories. Do not eat processed foods such as fast food, fast drinks or high-fat dairy products. More plant-based foods that you can add to your daily diet to promote your health, you can find in these 20 foods that support a healthy brain. Remember to count potatoes as vegetables if you grew up with Dominican dishes where they had to be eaten. The goal is to reduce carbohydrate-based foods such as meat, dairy, eggs, nuts, sugar and refined carbohydrates. Animals other than heterotrophic must eat to survive, and omnivores eat a mixture of plant and animal substances. Carnivores eat other animals, herbs eat plants, omnivores eat insects, fish, reptiles, amphibians, birds, mammals and reptiles. Herbivorous diet includes eating mushrooms, nectarines, gum, leaf eating or leaf eating, and detritivore, which detritus eats, such as leaves, leaves and leaves of plants. The recommended portion count for each food group may vary depending on the specific dietary guidelines to be followed. The healthy menu does not define a healthy plate, but advises consumers to avoid high-calorie foods such as meat, dairy, eggs and dairy products, as well as fruits, vegetables and nuts. A lot of the salt we eat can come from processed foods, so it's a good first step to reduce the amount of salt you add to the food on the table. Eating fresh food and making your own soups and stews can reduce the amount of salt you eat. Overloading your plate, eating in seconds and eating what feels like stuff can lead to you consuming more calories than you should. Eating fruit is recommended because it is loaded with nutrients and is a full-fledged source of carbohydrates. Fruit includes fructose, the simplest carbohydrate, and dried fruits can be enjoyed as a snack to reduce the risk of tooth decay. Calorie reduction can also contribute to weight loss, as eating more fruits and vegetables such as nuts, seeds and seeds leads to an increased appetite and lower satiety, which prevents the body from starving. The slower you eat each bite, the more you will enjoy your food and the less you will overeat. Emotional eating uses food to give you a better feeling to meet your emotional needs, rather than filling your stomach. When we eat to satisfy our feelings, we tend to do so quickly by thoughtlessly consuming food on autopilot. Eating more mindfully helps you focus on eating and enjoying the meal. Slow eating is an important part of emotional nutrition and a key part of healthy eating. If you change your orientation, you may not feel full and continue to eat even if you are not hungry for long. Eating while you are also doing other activities, such as watching TV or playing games on your phone, can prevent you from enjoying your food to the fullest. One possible explanation that Lowe and Fisher suggest is that obese people eat more than average and often share their meals with others. This is likely to coincide with eating sugary junk food, poor sleep, lack of exercise and sitting down for the most part. Another possible explanation is that they eat more of other people's meals than they eat, owing to social desirability. Meeting other people for food is a good way to reduce stress, but it can also lead to overeating. If you go to social gatherings or visit family or friends, you might want to consider bringing your own food, which can help you curb cravings and stick to your diet. The Healthy Eating Plate provides detailed instructions to help people make a good eating decision. Use it to create healthy, balanced meals that are served at the table or packed in a lunchbox. Hang one in your fridge to use daily as a reminder when planning and preparing meals. There are many different forms of intermittent fasting, but the most common method is to limit food intake to 8 hours a day and fast for the remaining 16 hours. Carb cycling involves eating very low-carb foods for a certain amount of the day, followed by high-carb meals. Taste and smell of food contribute to short-term satiety, which allows your body to learn when to stop eating. Start your day with a well-balanced breakfast, which includes a healthy, low-carb, high-protein and low-carb breakfast. This was Eat, by Sunjun, and this was episode number 1. My name is Priscilla Alvarez, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.